Over the past week, the Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources, and Forestry have been conducting an oral rabies vaccine bait distribution where the vaccines would be distributed by planes flying overhead, dropping the vaccines into high alert areas for the purpose of controlling rabies and preventing the disease from spreading into the local wildlife. And here to talk to me about the vaccine program is Larissa Nituch, Rabies Science Operations Supervisor for the program. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Larissa.
No problem. Happy to be here.
I wanted to start by asking if you could give us a little more insight into the disease and why it's something that the ministry is looking to combat and control.
Sure. Yeah. So rabies is caused by a virus and it can infect any mammal, including us humans. Infected mammals can get the virus through saliva, so it can be spread through a bite or getting saliva in an open wound or sore. And rabies is fatal once signs of the disease appear. So we want to be sure that we can control the disease and hopefully eliminate it in species like raccoons and skunks to protect us people as well as our pets and wildlife too.
And can rabies spread throughout the ecosystem rather quickly?
It can, especially when population densities are high. For example, in urban areas where there's a lot of animals, it can spread quite rapidly if it's not controlled.
And you mentioned the vaccines are targeted towards skunks, foxes, and raccoons. But are there any other mammals or animals that it's also effective on?
Yeah, so rabies does, as I said, affect any mammal, but here in Ontario, those are the three main terrestrial species that we're targeting. So those raccoons, skunks, and foxes, and that's what the vaccine is most effective against. We do also have rabies in bats here in Ontario, but unfortunately, because bats eat insects, there's not a viable vaccine for them at this time. So we really try to target those foxes, raccoons, and skunks.
And this has been an ongoing project for the ministry since 2015. And can you tell me just how effective the program has been in preventing the disease since its creation?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the current rabies outbreak that we've been dealing with since 2015, we've been taking a lot of different actions to help manage and control the virus here in terrestrial wildlife in the province. So over that time, since 2015, we've distributed almost 8 million of our oral rabies vaccine baits. We do that by air, and then we also do it on the ground. So our ground crews distribute those in a habitat where we're likely to find raccoons, skunks, and foxes. We have also vaccinated over 12,000 wildlife by hand through our Trap Vaccinate Release project that we do in high-risk urban areas. And through our control program, we've been able to contain the original outbreak to within 65 kilometers of the initial case that was detected in Hamilton. We've also been able to eliminate raccoon rabies from Hamilton. And then since 2016, rabies cases have declined in the province by 95%. So we're on the right track, and we just need to keep working at control to hopefully eliminate terrestrial rabies from the province.
And could you talk to me about the distribution process and how that works?
Yeah, so we distribute the baits in a couple of different ways. One, as you mentioned earlier, is by air. So our crews, we fly in Twin Otter aircraft to distribute the baits in rural areas. We also use helicopters to distribute the baits in urban green spaces. We have crews on the ground who distribute them by hand. So they'll drive around in trucks and distribute them in areas where it's likely to find raccoons, skunks, and foxes. And then we also use bait stations to deliver the baits. So basically these are kind of like vending machines for raccoons. So they're PVC tubes where we can fill them up with baits, and the raccoon can basically go and self-serve themselves to a bait and then kind of move on with their day. So those are the different ways that we distribute baits, depending on the habitat type that we're trying to target.
And if somebody from the public comes across one of these baits, what precautions should they take?
Yep. So if someone comes across one of these baits, we just recommend if they are in good habitat where you think a raccoon or skunks or fox might find them, to just let them be. And hopefully an animal will come within the next day or two and eat that bait. If you do happen to find a bait somewhere where you think it shouldn't be, for example, on a sidewalk or a driveway, squirrels are notorious for picking up the baits and moving them around. If you do find one, we recommend just putting your hand maybe in a plastic bag or with a glove and just moving that bait off into the bushes or somewhere like that so an animal can find it.
Do you know what local species is affected most in this area by rabies?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the outbreak, about two-thirds of the cases were in raccoons and a third were in skunks. Over the course of the outbreak, that has shifted a little bit. So right now, the majority of the cases are being found in skunks with a few cases in raccoons as well.
So would those two be like the main target for this project?
Yes, right now they are. That's correct.
Have you seen any other animals being affected by rabies, and maybe they're a more at-risk group to the community in terms of maybe spreading the disease faster than other animals?
Yeah, so really the majority of the cases have been in raccoons and skunks. We've seen a small number in a few other cases, but those are really the main species that we're concerned about.
And lastly, before I get you out of here, just what is the importance of controlling and preventing the spread of rabies and just the positive effects that this project can have on the ecosystem as a whole?
Yeah, as I mentioned, rabies is a fatal disease. So once an animal or a person starts to show signs of rabies, it is 99.9% fatal. So what we really want to do with our program is work with our partners and stakeholders and communities to vaccinate animals and hopefully be able to eliminate raccoon and fox strain rabies from the province. And by doing this, we'll be able to protect people from rabies, but also protect our pets and our livestock and help protect wildlife as well. So that we can have a healthy ecosystem.
And do you think that there will ever be a time where, like, you totally prevent the spread of rabies and eliminate it?
I think that we have a good chance of eliminating raccoon and fox strain rabies. We have done it before in the past. We had an outbreak of raccoon rabies in eastern Ontario in the 90s, and we were able to eliminate it through our control efforts. We do have to remain vigilant, though, because raccoon and fox strain rabies are found in other jurisdictions like the U.S. So there is that always risk of animals moving up from those other jurisdictions and bringing rabies with them. And because of that, we do preventative baiting along our borders with the U.S., along our border with New York State. And then we also have a surveillance program to make sure that we are looking for rabies across the province in case it does show up in new areas.
Okay, Larissa, thank you for taking some time to talk to me about the rabies vaccine program. And I'm sure the community is looking forward to seeing the positive results. And hopefully it's a very successful project for you and the ministry as well.
No problem. And I want to say a big thank you to the entire community as well for continuing to support our program and collaborate with us. We really appreciate that collaboration and helping to protect people, pets, and wildlife in and around the community.
That was Larissa Nitschuch, Rabies Science Operations Supervisor for the Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources, and Forestry.